This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
A chorus of U.S. officials are warning about the spread of misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. AP's Jennifer King reports.
They're killing people.
Departing the White House, President Joe Biden spoke to reporters about social media platforms' responsibility to curb the spread of misinformation, contributing to vaccine hesitance.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
He echoed comments by CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
If you are not vaccinated, you remain at risk.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This is really becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Just four U.S. states with low vaccination rates made up 40% of new cases last week, and the rising numbers are being driven by large pockets of infection among more than 90 million Americans who have yet to get shots. Officials say cases of COVID-19 have tripled over the past 3 weeks and are expected to rise. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Biden administration issued a blanket warning Friday to U.S. firms about the risks of doing business in Hong Kong as China continues to clamp down on political and economic freedoms in the territory. Speaking at the White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that businesses should be aware their security and reputations could be compromised.
The situation in Hong Kong is continuing to deteriorate, and we continue to see Beijing assault Hong Kong's autonomy and democratic institutions. We've seen authorities use the national security law to make politically motivated arrests.
Four cabinet agencies, the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security, released the nine-page advisory that alerts companies about the shifting legal landscape in Hong Kong and the possibility that engaging with Hong Kong businesses could incur reputational and legal damages. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.